Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Integrative medicine is one of the best-kept secrets in American healthcare, and it shouldn't be, as the social and economic time is right for this approach to patient care, as it's so closely aligned with what people really want, that is, an approach to care that addresses the full range of physical, emotional, mental, social, spiritual, and environmental influence that affect a person's health. Now, be honest with me. Isn't that what you really want for yourself and loved ones? A healthcare system that really cares about you as an individual versus treating you as a faceless customer for expensive procedures and medications. Well, our next guest is on your side, too. She is Margaret Chesney, PhD, director of the UCSF, that's University of California, San Francisco, Osher Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Chesney, welcome to Body Language.
Oh, Christopher, it's great to be here.
Am I on the right track with that introduction?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I think we all want that.
We're responding today to a report published by the Bravewell Collaborative entitled Integrative Medicine in America, How Integrative Medicine is Being Practiced in Clinical Centers, including yours, the Osher Center, across the United States. First of all, how would you describe integrative medicine, and how does it differ from what we used to call CAM, complementary and alternative medicine?
Well, Christopher, it's a really good question. CAM is a short form for complementary and alternative medicine, and that's been around for some decades. And when people hear about CAM, they're often thinking about various approaches like acupuncture or meditation that are actually still retained as we think about integrative medicine. But when they did national surveys, which were done by the National Institutes of Health in conjunction with the Centers for Disease Control and other agencies, they found that the vast majority of Americans do very little alternative medicine. They do complementary medicine. Mm. And that's that they take these wonderful approaches like meditation, yoga, and so forth, and they combine it or use it to complement conventional care.
Essentially the best of both worlds between traditional Western allopathic medicine and what we often refer to as Eastern healing traditions with a mind-body-spirit emphasis. Is that correct?
That's very close. Integrative medicine talks about combining those two domains. So you've got the conventional Western allopathic medicine, and then drawing into that other healing traditions, and some of those come from the East, some are Native American.
Mm.
Some of those are actually, I like to also include focusing on a lot of lifestyle, which actually has grown up here in the United States that we sometimes talk about as diet, nutrition, exercise. Those are really important too. And if you're combining, why don't we offer everyone the full array of interventions or approaches to health? So yes, we want to include acupuncture and yoga, Tai Chi, but let's also look at our healthy diets. Let's think about the optimal exercise for a person of our, you know, our constitution, our age, and then bring all of that to bear, but integrate it into allopathic medicine.
And major lifestyle changes. You know, we chatted earlier about a show that we did for the American Heart Association on cardiac rehabilitation for individuals who've had a major heart event. And very often, in support of that, the entire family will get on board by changing their lifestyle considerations, especially around diet and exercise. So my feeling is the time to do this, to make these attainable, sustainable changes in lifestyle, is right now. For example, we've often advocate that people start using olive oil instead of oils made from animal fats. Pretty straightforward, you know, much as many of us drink low-fat milk where we used to drink whole milk. One incremental change at a time can, frankly, that one change can change everything. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I agree. These are things that you want to do as soon as you realize that you can. And one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Make it really simple. an easy thing to do. Many people have drifted to drinking sodas with their meals. And that's become more and more common, so that people, when they're having a meal, will have a soda that is filled with a lot of chemicals that we don't want. It's, you know, corn syrups and so forth. And that's a simple change, to just begin to cut that out and have water instead. Wonderful, clear water. And enjoy the food.
Dr. Chesney, where can people learn more about your work at the Osher Center?
Well, they can certainly come to our website, which is www.osher, that's spelled O-S-H-E-R, dot U-C-S-F, for University of California, San Francisco, dot E-D-U. So I'll say that again. It's www.osher.ucsf.edu. The EDU is for education.
The Braville Collaborative Report and Study on Integrative Medicine in America discusses a number of clinical conditions that respondents surveyed chose as their top five for which they perceive integrative medicine to be the most successful at their centers. And those are chronic pain, which doesn't surprise me at all, gastrointestinal conditions, depression, stress, and cancer. It's interesting how depression and stress are mentioned in the same breath as these three medical conditions, because indeed, they are self-fulfilling. They are all related.
That's, you're really hitting nail on the head there, that the mind and the body are always talking to one another. You know, we really are whole people, and our minds and bodies are constantly talking. And stress is a situation that, you know, comes often, some of it's self-generated, but a lot of it is coming from the environment in which we live, all the uncertainty. And that stress is absorbed like a sponge for many of us, and that has physiological effects.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons that HMOs are starting to adopt integrative medicine.
Absolutely.
Approaches including not only food and nutrition, which you mentioned earlier, but yoga, meditation, acupuncture, massage, and my understanding is tapping is coming online. All these things that used to be, as we would say, kind of woo-woo, are becoming very, very mainstream, hence the term integrative medicine, as we set aside complementary and alternative. Alternative medicine is mainstream now. Is that fairly accurate?
That what we've discovered, and I mentioned earlier, there's a survey showing that the majority of Americans use these in conjunction with conventional medicine. Right. But we've discovered that in a wonderful national survey that came out about 5 years ago, and another will be out this summer, we should talk again then, 38% of Americans across the entire country, 38% actually report using some form of this complementary medicine in the last 12 months. So that's one person out of three. It's a little more common on the coasts, but that is really striking when you start to think about all of the people in the country.
Right.
And in fact, they surveyed parents to ask about their young people. And there they found that 11.8 or 12% of children under 18 were using some form of this kind of medicine in the last year.
So essentially in the culture, we're going back to the future, aren't we?
We are.
In terms of how people take care of themselves.
And people are doing a lot of this themselves. You know, they're meditating, they're looking more closely at their diet, their nutrition, they're looking into, you know, whether or not they might want to, you know, supplement their diet with omega-3 oils, the fish oils. This is something the American public is doing and bringing into and talking with their physicians about. It's something that we're really pleased to see.
Our guest has been Dr. Margaret Chesney, PhD, director of the UCSF Osher Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Chesney, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
Thank you, Christopher.
And you look great in that red hat.